years ago, when I'd been summoned to explain my actions, which had resulted in charges against me by the New York State Bar Association Disciplinary Committee. It meant something when you were beckoned to the top floor, good or bad, which had me even more curious about why I was making today's presentation. Sarah Dersch, one of the senior partners, met me in the hallway as I walked to the conference room. "You all ready?" As ready as I can feel without knowing much about the client. Sarah's brow furrowed. "What do you mean you don't know much about the client?"
"I know the basics."
"But the corporate prospectus wasn't available yet, so I don't know much about the key players. I feel a little unprepared."
"But you've worked with the CEO before."
She shook her head.
"That's why he requested that you specifically make the presentation."
"I was requested to do the presentation? I didn't realize that. Who requested me?" Arriving at the glass door to the executive conference room, I could see Archibald Pittman standing on the other side, laughing as he spoke to a man. His back was toward us, so I couldn't immediately see his face. Nor did I immediately put two and two together when Sarah said, "There he is. That's Mr. Westbrook. He's the one who requested you lead the pitch meeting." Since I had an armful of files, my laptop, and a venti Starbucks coffee, Sarah opened the door, and I stepped through first. I'd made it exactly two steps when the man Pittman had been talking to turned around. Then everything fell apart. Literally, I froze. Sarah, who was right behind me, walked into me, causing the files I held to slip from my hands. I bent to catch them, my coffee bobbled, and I gripped the container, which caused the lid to pop off. When I grabbed for it, the entire venti coffee spilled all over the carpet. The only thing I somehow managed to save from the conference room floor was my laptop. Before I could collect my things or even right myself to standing, a strong hand found my elbow as I wobbled down at the floor. The man had crouched down directly in front of me, and all I could do was stare. Yet I couldn't believe my eyes. Nor could I figure out how to use my big mouth to say a single word, and we were suddenly face to face. The intensity of our connection knocked the wind right out of me. My pulse raced, heart pounded inside of my chest, and I didn't even attempt to pick up my files or splattered coffee. Keeping hold of my elbow, he held out his other hand for me to take.
"Good to see you again, Freckles."
I had no idea how I managed to make it through the beginning of the presentation. I'd originally thought I'd be nervous with Mr. Pittman and the other named partners in the room while I spoke. Then again, I'd had no idea Gray Westbrook would be staring at me from the opposite end of the table. His eyes were penetrating, and his smirk both infuriated and intimidated me. Even worse, he was more gorgeous than I remembered. His skin was tanned, which made the green in his eyes that much more penetrating. Through his suit, I could tell he'd grown bulkier, that underneath the expensive tailored clothing was a body just as chiseled as his jaw. And sitting at the head of the table, he exuded a power that hit all my hot buttons. I'd forgotten a man could physically affect me in that way. I attempted to ignore him and stick to my slides, but he made it damn near impossible. From the moment I'd started, he'd forced me to interact by asking questions. My presentation was approximately 30 slides, and so far he'd interrupted on at least 10. At first it made me nervous, even though his questions were basically softballs. But after I regained my wits, his constant forcing me to respond to him had started to piss me off. Our securities division works closely with the SEC, FINRA, DOJ, and New York State Securities Division to monitor and— He interrupted me again.
"Who will be heading up my team?"
As I was going to say, the securities division is comprised of a senior partner who worked at the Department of Justice, litigating securities fraud for 11. While I was speaking, Gray looked at his watch. He then proceeded to interrupt me for what had to be the 20th time in less than half an hour.
"I'm sorry, I have a meeting across town I need to run to."
If eyes shot daggers, the man would have looked like a slice of lacy Swiss. What the hell is he doing? Trying to get even for the way things ended? I folded my arms over my chest. Was it unclear that our presentation would take at least an hour? Though my eyes never left Gray's,